Why I like me is vital. Oftentimes we think that liking ourselves is not really important, but it surely is. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Creative Philosophy Vignettes. The title of this Thought for Today vignette is Why I Like Me is Vital. So, why is it that I like me is vital? I can do anything in the world, I can go anywhere in the world, I can be anything that I want to be, but if I don't like myself, I'm not a very pleasant person to have around. If I don't like myself, I'm not the kind of person that makes other people happy. I'm not a welcome guest in other groups and other places and what have you, because I'm just not a happy person. But if I like myself, I'm a happy person. When I like myself, everything seems to go just beautifully. When I like myself, all of those things in my world seem to add up to just the things that are so important for me to make me happy. Now, you say, why is it important to make you happy or make me happy? Why is it important that I am happy? Well, when I am happy, just think about this. When I am happy, the whole world is happy. When I am happy, everything is coming up roses. When I am happy, everyone has a smile on their face. When I am happy, everyone thinks that life is great. When I am happy, the problems that I might have been facing and the problems that others are facing disappears. And for a moment, and that moment could last forever, for a moment I am happy and I am unaware of anything that could cause me unhappiness. I have my thought on happiness. I have my attention on happiness. I have my awareness on happiness. I live and breathe and think and do everything in perfect happiness. And boy, is that a wonderful thing. Is that a wonderful thing? To live in happiness is really something utterly fantastic. And it's something that we can all do for ourselves. We can all make happen, if you will, for ourselves by making sure that I like me and making sure that this is the most vital, the most dramatic, the most dynamic, the most important thing in my life. Now you say, well, Herb, that's just a lot of words. Yes, it is, isn't it? And words are just what we have that express our thoughts. Words express who we are within ourselves. And so when I go around telling the world all of these wonderful stories about life, all these great things that are going on, when I go around the world and I say, I'm living in a community of happy people, oh my goodness sakes, they are always filled with joy, they're always looking for the bright side of everything, they're always looking for happiness, they're always being alive, alert, enthusiastic about life. Vital, dynamic, alive. Wow! Alive, alert, enthusiastic about life. Yes. You know, when I say I like me, it's the same feeling I get when I pet my dog. When I surround my dog with my unconditional love and just love him to pieces, I love him. I don't want something from him. I don't need to have him fetch me his ball. I don't need to have him clean his plate. I don't need to have him stay out of the mud. I don't need to have him obey me or come to me. I just love him. I just love him and love him and love him and huddle, cuddle and snuggle him and think he's the most wonderful guy in the world. That's my Rex, my golden retriever. Yes. And tomorrow it might be a different dog because Rex is here for whatever term he chooses to stay here, and then he goes on to his next dimension, whatever that may be. Dogs do that too, just like people do that. And so then I find another lover. I find somebody else I can cuddle and huggle with. I find, and you know, if I were to find myself, and if I were to say I like me, and if I were to hug myself with the same unconditional love that I give to my wonderful dog, if I could give that same unconditional love that I give to my dog to the world, to everyone around me, if I could just snuggle and huggle them and say, you're great, you're fantastic, I love you, and not have one thought about yesterday, not have one thought about the moment before, living only in the now. And living in that nowness, in that snuggleness, in that huggleness, oh my goodness. I was hugging Rex this morning, and I was saying, good morning, my wonderful boy. And he looked up at me and stretched, and he said, yes, it is, because I'm here with you, Dad. You know, that's what he said. And I can have him say anything I want him to say, and I can create him saying anything I want him to say, however I respond to me in him. And then, before he had his breakfast, he went outside. Well, this morning, here in Campbell, it's raining. And the rain is coming down in a gentle fall. And he goes out, and he walks around, and he looks around, and he sees his domain. And he says, good morning, world, good morning. And the rain is coming down, getting all over his beautiful golden coat. And then he comes in the house. And he looks up at me and says, you know, Dad, it's a wonderful day out there. I said, yes, I guess it is. You have your beautiful fur coat, and you just love to be cool. You lay in the night sky. You like to be outside, even when it's just freezing out. You like that. And then you come in, and you jump up on your big couch. Or when you're all wet, when you're all wet, you jump up on my bed. And I think to myself, oh, Rex, you're so wonderful. And I get a towel and I dry you down. And then you go outside again. You get all wet. I dry you down. You get all wet. Finally, I decide, hey, he wants to be wet. So he lays on my bed, all wet. And his wetness goes through the cover of the bed, goes through the blanket, goes down to the mattress pad. And so what? So what? When the day is done, that'll all be dried away. Be dried away, and when I'm ready to climb in tonight and snuggle into my own bed, it'll be warm and toasty and dry and roasty and beautiful just for me. I love Rex so much, he just cannot do anything wrong. He doesn't either. He just cannot be a bad boy. He takes my shoes that are sitting near the door, because I take off my shoes whenever I come in the house, and everybody else does too. And so he picks up one of my shoes, and he prances around the house. I've got my dad's shoe here. I've got a mission here. I've got something important to do. See, this is my dad's shoe. This is a shoe that belongs to somebody I love. And then he goes and picks up somebody else's shoe. He says, see, I love everybody. I love everybody. I love Anita, and I got her shoe. Her shoe smells so delicious, so beautiful. Oh, here's Sylvia's shoe. Oh, Sylvia's shoe smells just like something to eat, because she dropped some food on her shoe while she was cooking. And here's Ingeborg's shoe. My goodness, she's been carrying in wood to make the fire in the fireplace and making it all so wonderful. And it smells so good. And Ellen's shoe. Oh my gosh, it smells just like Little Love, her miniature pin that she's always carrying around and bringing in. Oh my goodness sakes, how wonderful. Yes. Rex is so happy, and I am so happy. And the love that I give to Rex, that unconditional love, I give first to myself. I like me, I like me, I like me. And then I can like Rex. And when I like Rex with that unconditional love, then I can love everybody in the world with that unconditional love. And it is such an exciting, wonderful, joyous adventure to love in just that fantastic way. Because that's what makes the world go round. Yes, why I like me is vital. Oh, my whole world depends on whether I like me or not. And if I like me, my whole world is wonderful. And if I don't like me, my whole world is a mess. So I have a responsibility to like myself. That's why saying I like me is vital. You can join me if you wish. I create you doing that already. I create you joining me right now, saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm divine order, I'm peace, I like me, I like me, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. Hi, Rex, how you doing? And he's laying on my bed, and he's just as happy as can be. And he lifts his tail up and down, thump, thump, thump on the bed. And he says, This is the life. This is the life. I'm so happy to be living here in the Hermitage with my dad. Now, I create that in my mind. He doesn't say that in words, but he sure says that in every action, in every wag of his tail, and in every smile that he gives me. You say, I like me. I say, I like me. All the world says, I like me. And what a wonderful world we have to live in. My dear beloveds, my dearly beloveds, I love you. I love you. I love you.